the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner. You know, friends, I think one of the big reasons why so many of you enjoy these broadcasts is because, well, life down in Pine Ridge is so quiet and peaceful. So different from the life many of us are forced to live these days. We hurry to work in the morning. We hurry through our work during the day, and we hurry home at night. We hurry through dinner. Then we hurry out for the evening to get some relaxation. I say it's no wonder that headaches, nervous indigestion, and other minor stomach upsets are so common these days. Now, if you're one of these folks who's always on the go, I hope for your sake that you're acquainted with Alka-Seltzer. If you are Alka-Seltzer-wise, you already know how quickly and pleasantly it offers relief. And if you don't know from experience how helpful Alka-Seltzer can be, don't put off trying it any longer. Take Alka-Seltzer for headaches, for nervous indigestion, distress after meals, muscular aches and pains and fatigue, and morning after misery. You'll feel better fast. Never be without a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home and at your place of work. Get it at any drugstore. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the bank Lum and Abner recently opened in Pine Ridge seems to be getting off to a good start. Even though the deposits were a little slow in getting started, they're now increasing every day. And the old fellows are quite excited over the prospects of their new business venture. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp over at the bank talking with Lum. Listen.
I'm sorry, Squire, but we just ain't making no loans right now.
Well, that's all right, Lum. There's no hard feelings. I just thought if you had money to loan, why, I could use a little right now.
Yeah, well, we had to sort of slow down a little on the loans for a while.
Well, I can get it in at the bank at the county seat, all right. I just thought I'd rather do business here at home, you know.
Excuse me a minute, Squire. That's our ring.
Well, I've got to be going anyway, Lum. I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right, Squire.
Good day, Abner.
Hi. Oh, good day, Squire.
Hello. Pine Ridge United Bank and Jot 'em Down Store talking. Who? Oh, howdy, Luke. For how much? Just a minute and I'll see.
Who is it, Lum?
Luke Spears. Wants to know if Cedric Weehunt's check's good for 10 cents.
Yeah, it's good. Cedric's got better than $80 left in the bank.
I know it. I just want Luke to wait a minute like I'm looking it up. Don't want him to think we got such a few accounts over here I can't recollect them all. Hello, Luke. I finally found out. Yeah, the check's all right. Yeah, all right, Luke. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye.
That Luke don't trust nobody, does he?
No, sir.
I believe Squire was kind of mad, Lum. You turned him down on that loan.
I don't care. He's awful slow pay, Squire.
Well, I thought you said the other day that's the kind we wanted to loan money to, them that's slow, so we could collect more interest off of them.
Well, would you loan Squire Skimp $200 of your money?
Why, no, of course not.
Well, most of the money we've got in the bank belongs to me and you. That's the reason I've shut down on the loans.
Well, I thought you said that's the only way we could make any money out of the bank, though, was off a loan.
That was before we put our money in here, though. We've got about $5,000 on deposit in here now, and $4,000 of it is ours. Every time we lend somebody $5, four of them dollars belongs to us.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. But Squire said he could get it in there at the bank at the county seat.
Yeah, but he was just talking to hear his head rattle. He's done tried in there, he wouldn't have come to us.
Yeah, more than likely. Well, how are we going to make any money if we don't loan some, though, Lum?
Well, it ain't costing us nothing to run the bank here, Abner. Only thing we're out is them blank checks they use. They don't amount to nothing. Except Cedric, he writes about 15 or 20 checks a day.
No, but it takes up a lot of your time doing all that bookwork and all, and I have to run the store here by myself.
Well, I don't mind the extra work it's putting me to. One thing it's doing, though, folks around this town has got a different altitude towards us now. Have you noticed how nice everybody is to us now since we opened up the bank?
Yeah.
Nearly everybody calls me Mr. Eddards now.
Yeah, me too. Calls me Mr. Peabody. But I'd a heaped rather they'd just call me Abner, though, Lum. They ain't as friendly as they was. Act like they're scared of me.
Yeah, folks, you just natural got a lot of respect for success.
But I worked harder here in the store than I ever did. Our business has just picked up something awful here lately. You don't notice it so much, you're spending all your time over there working on them books.
Yeah, the bank's helping the store business. Ain't no doubts about that. I reckon they figure if they give us their business in the store, they might be able to borrow some money later.
Yeah, more than likely.
I think eventually we'll have all the business there is here in town. Everybody around here trusts us, but I think some of them is just holding off to see whether we know enough to run a bank or not.
Yeah, well, they'll find out they don't have to worry about that.
Yes, sir, I don't know myself how we've catched on to it so quick. But I don't believe there's no one thing about the banking business that I don't know. Must have just been an inherit with me.
Yeah. I believe old man Bledsoe must have decided his money was safe. Ever since he put that $12 in here, well, he's been sitting out there on the porch all day long watching us till today. He ain't showed up yet today.
Well, he was in early this morning. Come in wanting to draw out his balance.
Well?
Writ me out a check, and I hand him the money, and he hand it right back to me. Said he just wanted to be sure he could get it if he wanted.
Yeah. Well, he's been awful nervous about it.
If he couldn't have got it, he'd more than likely took it and buried it again. But long as he found out he could get it, he didn't want it.
Yeah. Well, he sat out there all day yesterday. Wait a minute. Who's that coming up out there?
I don't know. Never seen him before.
Must be a drummer.
I hope it ain't the bank examiner. I still ain't been able to get them books to balance.
Well, he's coming in all right. There he comes.
Yeah. Howdy do, sir. What can we do for you?
I was looking for the bank. I understood it was in this building.
Yeah, this is it right here. See, that's the store over there. All this part with the chicken wire around it is the bank. Did you want to make a deposit or something?
Why, no. I was looking for a safe deposit vault.
Well, there's the safest one you ever seen right down there. Ain't nobody knows the combination to it except me and my partner over there.
Howdy do, sir.
And we're both honest. Guaranteed.
Mr. Moots over at the barbershop told me that you might have a place where I could leave some valuable papers.
Yeah, we can take care of them for you, all right. Are you a friend of Mose Moots?
Well, not exactly a friend.
One of his relates, huh? You must be his cousin from Kansas City.
Why, yes.
Oh, I've heard him speak of you a lot of times. Glad to have you doing business with us.
Well, here, I want to leave this box in your vault for a few days. I have some insurance papers and one thing and another in there.
Yes, sir.
Not particularly valuable to anybody else, but they're worth quite a lot to me.
Well, here. We'll take care of them for you. I don't know why I'm talking so low. Get me down here to where I'm whispering.
Well, I may not be able to pick up this box myself, but if you'll make me out a receipt, why, you can turn the box over to whoever presents the receipt.
Yeah, that'll be all right. Let's see here. I ought to have some blank receipts for such as this, but I ain't. I can just write one out. Received. That blamed pen can't write nothing without it smearing.
Here, try this fountain pen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's a dandy. Been laying off to get myself one of them self-fillers. Received of. I've heard Mose call your name a thousand times. Devereaux, ain't it?
Yes, John Devereaux. That'll be fine.
Received of John Devereaux. 110 box. Ain't necessary to say what all's in it, is it?
Why, no. See, there's nothing in there but some papers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I'll sign it. Lum Edwards, president, and cashier. That'll make it double official.
Just remember, don't let anyone have this box unless they present this receipt.
Oh, no, sir. Hit safe. You don't have to worry about that.
And I'd rather you wouldn't let anyone know that I left it here.
No, sir. Hear that, Abner? Don't tell nobody about the box being here.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Here, Abner, take it down and put it in the safe right now.
Yeah.
And there's your receipt.
All right. How much do I owe you?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Just glad to do anything for any kin of Moses.
Well, this is for your trouble.
$5? Well, it ain't worth that.
It's worth it to me. I may be back in a few days, but if not, why, hold it until someone presents this receipt.
All right, sir. Yes, sir. And much obliged to you.
That's all right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Come back again. And don't worry about your box.
$5.
Grannies, that's as much as a safe cost us. This banking's all right, you know it. Make money on all sides.
Now, that mole must have some rich kin folks.
Yeah. Look at that car he's driving off in there. Shame he can't talk louder, ain't it?
He sort of whisper.
Whispering John.
Yeah.
And there's no telling how valuable them papers is. Wait a minute. Look here, Dad blamed if I didn't let him walk right out without his fountain pen.
Well, I do know. Well, he'll more likely be visiting here for a day or two. Why don't you call up Mose and tell him that his cousin left his fountain pen over here?
Yeah. Never once thought about that. Laid it right down after I used it.
Notice he's awful free with his money, I'll say that. Don't sound like Mose's side of the family.
Hello, Mose. This is Lum Eddards. Oh, tolerably. I just called to tell you your cousin John from Kansas City was just in here and left a fountain pen. So I just wanted you to tell him where it was at.
Well, he's my cousin.
Yeah, he said you sent him over here.
Uncle.
Well, I do know.
Brother, he gave him one.
Yeah? Well, that's him. Well, if you see him, tell him I've got it anyway. All right, Mose. Goodbye. Granny, that's peculiar.
Huh?
I don't see how the feller could get himself so mixed up about his own relations.
What's the matter, Lum?
Mose says he ain't got no cousin here in town.
Huh?
He described this feller to me, though. I know it's the same one. Mose said he come in there and got a shave and had his mustache cut off. Ask him if there's a bank in town, and Mose sent him over here.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
And him whispering that away. Reckon what's in that box.
Oh, for the good old days. How many times we hear someone make this remark. But I wonder, were the good old days so good after all? Now, how would you like, for example, to have to go back to the old-fashioned methods of caring for a cold, now that the modern, easy Alka-Seltzer way has proven to be so effective, so pleasant? Well, I tell you, folks, there's just no comparison. Until you've tried it, you have no idea how quickly and pleasantly Alka-Seltzer offers relief from that aching head and that dull, stuffed-up feeling of a cold. You'll want to use it, too, as a gargle for that accompanying sore throat. So be modern, folks. Be wise. The next time you catch cold, follow the easy, simple directions in the Alka-Seltzer package and see how much better it makes you feel. If you haven't any Alka-Seltzer in your home now, get some from your druggist tonight or tomorrow, sure.